Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Larry Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clarence Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rob Gardner. And now, play ball. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. 1 out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball towards right. Gonzalez catches it and throws to home to double up Kessinger. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Locke bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Allen moves to third. Oliver moves to second. One out. Bill White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Oliver tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Johnny Callison pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Callison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing shortstop. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clarence Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing right field. John Briggs pinch hits for Larry Jackson. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor pinch runs for Doug Clemens. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen is walked intentionally. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Clay Dalrymple now catching. John Briggs now playing left field. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball towards left. Briggs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Briggs. Phillips moves to second. Al Spangler pinch hits for Chuck Hartenstein. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. There goes Kessinger trying to get to third. Gonzalez throws the ball into Allen, who tags Kessinger for the out. Beckert moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. 1 out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sutherland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.